A rare sight in the rest of Araucanía region. Some 30 indigenous Mapuche leaders agreeing to meet the country's president, Gabriel Boric, to hear his proposals for solving the conflict in south-central Chile. The region is under a state of emergency, patrolled by the army and militarized police. Attacks by armed Mapuche groups escalate as they call for the return of their ancestral lands. Al Jazeera was given exclusive access to the meeting, which at first was tense. President Boric outlined a plan to create a commission with the participation of indigenous leaders to determine how much land can be returned to the Mapuches and by what means. Representing the Pehuenche community, Maria Romero Cheuquepil had a counter-proposal.
The Chilean state must recognize its crimes of genocide committed against the Mapuche people in the context of the so-called pacification of the Araucanía. Other countries that live in peace with their indigenous people have had to recognize these crimes and compensate them in order to have peace.
But there's another stumbling block to dialogue, the militarization of the region. In an extensive interview with President Boric, I asked about his change of heart on the issue.
You had said in your campaign that the first thing, or one of the first things you would do, would be to lift the state of emergency. And it didn't work.
Yes, exactly. One of the things one has to be able to do when you face certain realities and you see that the things you would like aren't working is to change course. We lifted the state of emergency and we were obliged to re-establish it in May because the violence escalated substantially.
You had once said that you thought it was necessary to sit down with members of these armed groups to have a dialogue with them. Do you still believe that?
I believe it's necessary to talk to all those who are willing to have dialogue. You can't say I'm going to talk about the conflict, but not talk with all the actors that are involved. That would be absurd. Those who are willing to talk will be part of the debate we propose.
So far, the rebel groups say they're not interested, and those who are making demands that President Boric will unlikely meet as long as the violence continues. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Santiago.